coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance. The All Share managing to buck the overall global trend today with its 0.4% climb. As you can see, the bulk of the impetus coming through from the resources front. Resources 10 component, 1.3% to the good. Industrial 25, a touch higher. Financial 15, though, bucking the overall trend down a quarter of a percent. And joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Warren Jeffrey from Nedbank Private Wealth. Thanks so much, Warren, for joining us in studio this evening. So we've got investors sitting pretty cautious. They were cautious on the South African market as well, as we saw a pretty flat performance being put on by the JSE for the most part. But by the close, the JSE managing to gain momentum. What have you made of the trading day that was?
So I think cautious is the right summary. I think there's a lot of events this week. You've got Brexit coming up. You've got the Trump-China trade talks. We had a bit of good news coming out there where Trump's looking to have the talks wrapped up within 4 weeks. I think if you look at your commodity prices, if you look at the resources finished pretty strongly, there was definitely a bit of sentiment moving towards that the global trade environment might be picking up going forward. And I think that started to play through into what we saw on the JSE today.
How much of that having to do with the further signs coming through from China as far as stimulus is concerned? Because it certainly helped Asian shares this morning touch 7-month highs. Having said that, many highlighting that investor enthusiasm is fleeting at best.
So I think there's two sides to that. And the one is, you know, stimulus is great to prop the economy up, but you need real growth behind it. And I think China is starting to deliver on that. You can disappoint the market with a 5.5% growth rate, but it's still on a very, very big economy, which is strong. I think the other challenge that investors face at the moment is where else to put their money. And we've got, you know, Fed coming out and basically saying that they're taking a very dovish stance. The job numbers weren't, they referred to them as Goldilocks numbers. They weren't too strong, they weren't too weak. The Fed can remain relatively dovish, basically meaning that they're not going to be hiking interest rates anytime soon. Now, as long as you're in that environment, wherever there's opportunity for growth, investors are going to start pushing the money towards that. So I think that's helping to prop up and add a bit more strength to the trade sentiment we're starting to see globally.
Yeah. How much of that trade sentiment swayed by upcoming earnings are you anticipating? Because the expectations are that we are going to see earnings come in a lot lower than was initially anticipated, given some of these broader macroeconomic data points that have been filtering through. And disappointing.
Yeah, so, and I mean, we're coming into our next earnings season, so I think that is going to be quite a topical event. What we expect that you are going to start seeing is the market's going to start taking profit. We've had a very strong run, particularly in your international markets. Investors are getting a bit nervous about a toppish market. Valuations in those markets are relatively high. And if we're starting to anticipate we're going to see more misses on the downside in terms of those earning forecasts coming through, I don't think that investors are necessarily outright negative on equity markets, but I think that where you've had a good run, there's some profit on the table, I wouldn't be surprised to see investors taking it.
So what's your assessment then of the fundamental basis that's coming through in support of some of the commodity rises we're seeing? We alluded to the fact that it's the resources sector that's propped up the JSE primarily today, and largely on the back of oil prices rising to their highest level since November last year, driven by supply cuts more so than demand. And that, something that needs, I guess, deeper interrogation.
So absolutely right. I think the challenge with supply cuts is it's, traditionally the oil price was a barometer of global growth. And if global growth was filtering through, the oil price was going to rally. Now, obviously, if you're getting supply cuts, it's artificially propping up that oil price. So the question would be around the sustainability of that. And again, that would come back to the point is if you're starting to see strong runs in stocks, that's probably a good time to be taking some cash off the table, because the sustainability doesn't mean it's not there, but there are question marks around how sustainable the trade recovery would be.
Absolutely. And like we say, it's that's benefited some of our stocks today, the weaker rand as well coming to bear. We've been pretty light on the corporate news front, but bits and pieces filtering through. Pick and Pay showing that it's weathered tough trading conditions. Are you surprised? I mean, its forecast and trading update suggests that we could see headline earnings per share for the 53-week period of its financial year come in 30% higher.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a big number. Pick and Pay has been pushing quite aggressively in terms of their own strategy, a bit of a self-help story where they were lagging some of the other retailers. And over the last few years, they've definitely played through on that strategy. I think what is encouraging for us is, you know, their turnover on like-for-like stores is about 5.1%. They had a little bit of price depreciation, about 0.3%. Mm-hmm. So 4.8% growth in what has been a very tough environment. And if you look at any other retailers, it tells you that that is a strong delivery in terms of performance. I think Pick and Pay strategy, you know, they've built their own distribution channels. They're starting to earn that extra margin, which traditionally they used to sacrifice. That's starting to come to the fore. And then I think in addition to that, they're starting to diversify their offering, starting to play in other people's spaces. So that probably, you know, means that they're starting to pick up a bit of market share against their competitors.
Having said that, you highlighted the fact that it has been the laggard when compared to its peers within that retail space. So how much of a low base effect do we have to take into consideration here? Because while that's the one end of the equation, the other is that you've got an operation that can only get so lean and so mean within the current environment.
Yeah, so it's, you know, you can't save yourself to prosperity. You can cut costs and survive the storm, so to speak. But I think the growth strategy does look sound, and they have played a lot of catch up. And I think the low base effect has probably come in from about 2-3 years ago already. So it has rallied quite significantly from the low base, and you know the removal of Pickwick. So we've seen a lot of catching up, and I think the timing has worked quite well for them, in the sense that coming off a low base into a tough market, you don't show the damage that everyone else has been taking. So I think from that point of view, the share price is showing good stability. I think they do have a good strategy going forward, and I think, you know, it's one that we'd definitely be looking at.
Okay, so a potential rising star there. What's your stock pick at the moment?
Stock pick at the moment would be Reinet. You know, it's tobacco is not necessarily in favour at the moment, and they hold a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. But we also quite like the other holdings. You know, they've got large exposure to Pension Corporation, which, if you see, you know, they've steadily grown their earnings over the past few years. They are trading at a big discount to their net asset value. So effectively, you can go into the market, buy it at almost a 40% discount to what its net asset value should be. And in, you know, a relatively volatile environment, that margin of safety is what we think is good protection for portfolios.
One to watch. Let's leave it there. Warren, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Warren Jeffrey is with Nedbank Private Wealth. What's your stock pick at the moment?
Stock pick at the moment would be Reinet. You know, tobacco is not necessarily in favour at the moment, and they hold a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. But we also quite like the other holdings. You know, they've got large exposure to Pension Corporation, which, if you see, you know, they've steadily grown their earnings over the past few years. They are trading at a big discount to their net asset value. So effectively, you can go into the market, buy it at almost a 40% discount to what its net asset value should be. And in, you know, a relatively volatile environment, that margin of safety is what we think is good protection for portfolios.
One to watch. Let's leave it there. Warren, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Warren Jeffrey is with Nedbank Private Wealth.